Get ready for the action with a preview of today's game, an interview, starting lineup, and so much more.
Here comes Sparks. The throw is late. Daryl Hernandez wins it in the ninth for the Shorebirds.
Now, here's your host, the voice of the Shorebirds, Sam Jelinek.
Welcome, everybody, out to Carilion Clinic Field here in Salem, Virginia, one final time this season. It's the Delmarva Shorebirds and the Salem Red Sox. Getting you ready for it, Sam Jelinek with you here on the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show. Shorebirds and Red Sox about to tango for the 24th and final time this season here on Sunday. Shorebirds right now own the series lead here this week 3-2, and they'll try to pick up a series win here on the road. It will be potentially their second straight road series victory, and they'll try to do it today against Salem, who they've beaten in the past two games. Last night, almost a identical copy of what happened on Friday night. Shorebirds, with some very good pitching, allowed just three runs in the third inning and nothing after nor before it. Ended up with a 5-3 victory. So the Shorebirds rallied from a 3-1 deficit, scoring once in the fourth, once in the sixth to tie it, and then winning it on a Creed Willems solo homer in the top of the ninth, before adding an insurance run as well on a Max Wagner bases-loaded walk. Reed Trimble led off the game with a solo homer. That was his first professional long ball in the win, while Ryan Long pitched the final four innings, shutout fashion, as he's done for the past month straight. Now up to 16 consecutive scoreless innings. He struck out four, walked one, and allowed just one hit. With a victory, the Shorebirds improved to 40-72 on the season, now 19-28 here in the second half. 9.5 games back in the standings as well, still in last place in the Carolina League Northern Division, while Salem, they fell to 57-55 overall, 22-24 here in the second half, 6 games back of the Fred Nats at the top of the Northern Division. Weren't quite sure for a good while whether or not we'd be getting this game in, and it still looks like we're going to get it in on time, as it was raining basically the entire day. Right now, still overcast gray skies up above, and I kid you not, the clouds that hang over top of us, the ballpark here in Salem is nestled in between the Blue Ridge Mountains, so the mountain range, which is no more than maybe half a mile away beyond the outfield wall, we can literally see the clouds covering up the mountaintops, which they feel like they're dropping down and covering us right now. I could reach up and touch them how high I am in the press box here from Salem, but even with the clouds there, there's no rain, and it looks like we should be able to start on time. The only issue right now is the warning track down the right field line. That's in foul territory, is still really swampy. Everywhere else is fine. That's the only trouble spot, but I don't think that'll delay first pitch as the umpires come out to the field for the first time and they get their first look at what the playing surface currently looks like. I think we're going to be able to start on time. Pitching matchup here tonight, it's a rematch of the series opener. Moises Chassé goes with the Shorebirds. He's 1-4 with a 5.40 ERA. Angel Bastardo, he makes the start for the Red Sox. He's 3-4 with a 4.40 ERA so far this season. Chassé pitched pretty well back on Tuesday. He allowed just one run over four innings, as that was when the Shorebirds were still very light pitching-wise, as none of the guys who had come up from Florida were ready to go yet. So Chassé provided four very important innings. Bastardo, on the other hand, he lasted just a third of an inning in his start back on Tuesday, as the Shorebirds chased him pretty dang early. So he had trouble with control, walking three in the first. He allowed three runs, two earned in total. The Shorebirds ended up winning that game by a final of 17-10. Let's go ahead, transition into our Preston Automotive Group starting lineups here for the series finale. Shorebirds, this is how they lined it up. It's Elio Prado leading it off. He'll play right field. Judd Fabian is the left fielder. He'll bat second. Dylan Beavers, the center fielder, bats third. Max Wagner's the DH tonight. He'll bat fourth. Frederick Bencosme, the shortstop, hits fifth. Noelbert Romero is the third baseman. He bats sixth. Adam Retzbach, behind the plate, does the catching and bats seventh. Creed Willems, the hero from last night's game, he'll play first base and bat eighth. Creed, now in three straight games, has driven in multiple runs. Adam Crampton rounds it out. He'll play second base and bat ninth for Moises Chassé on the mound for the Shorebirds here in tonight's contest. Flip side, Preston Automotive Group starting lineup for the Salem Red Sox. Keir Meredith leads it off. He's in left field. Eduardo Lopez is the right fielder. He bats second. Edinson Paulino, the shortstop, hits third. Chase Mydraw, the second baseman, bats fourth. Tyler Miller over at first base, he hits fifth. Roberto Mexicano is the DH, and he'll bat sixth. Daniel McElveny does the catching, hitting seventh. John Frank Salazar, the third baseman, hits eighth. And Carson Simmons, the center fielder, rounds it out, batting ninth. For Angel Pistardo on the mound for the Salem Red Sox. It's Pistardo for Salem, 3-4 with a 4.40 ERA. While Delmarva goes with Moises Chassé, 1-4 with a 5.40 ERA so far this season. Season series, Red Sox have locked it up. They lead the Red Sox, or lead the Shorebirds rather, 14-9. The Shorebirds' chance to win what would actually be their second straight series off of the Red Sox after taking 4 out of 6 back in Salisbury about a month ago now. Shorebirds trying to follow it up by taking 4 out of 6 here in Salem here in the third week of August. Red Sox are starting to take the field, so we'll go ahead, step aside one final time. When we come back, we'll have first pitch. This has been the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
Looking for some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ball game. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Take in your next Shorebirds game in style. Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
The 26th season of Delmarva Shorebirds baseball is here.
Counter, a bouncing ball, fair down the third baseline.
2 league championships, over 100 players sent to the majors, and countless memories.
Williams scores, racing around third. Here comes Norby. He'll score standing.
Future stars of Baltimore are here today in Salisbury.
And when this ball comes down, the Birds have taken the lead.
Time for first pitch. Let's head out to the ballpark and join the voice of the Shorebirds, Sam Jelinek.
Welcome everybody out to Carilion Clinic Field here in Salem, Virginia. It's time for Delmarva Shorebirds baseball. Sam Jelinek with you here on an overcast Sunday evening. From Salem, Shorebirds trying to wrap up a series victory. They've taken 3 out of the first 5 off of the Red Sox this week. Trying to make it 4 out of 6 here tonight against Angel Pistardo on the mound for the Salem Red Sox. Shorebirds have won the past 2 games thanks to some very good pitching, as they've allowed just 3 runs in each one of those games, with all 3 of those runs in each game coming in the third inning. Shorebirds will try to keep it up today and provide some more offense to boot, as they've scored no fewer than 5 runs in each game this week. They were able to score 17 off of Pistardo and company back on Tuesday. Let's see what they have in store here today. Pistardo's on the hill for the Red Sox. This is the defense that lines up behind him. It's Keir Meredith out in left, Carson Semus in center, Eduardo Lopez in right. Jean-Frank Salazar plays third, Edinson Paulino at short, Chase Mydroff at second, Tyler Miller at first, Daniel McKelvey does the catching for Angel Bastardo out on the bump. Bastardo here this season is 3-4 with a 4.40 ERA, making his 21st start of the year, the 20-year-old out of Venezuela. 75 and two-thirds innings, he struck out 79 and walked 41, giving up 75 hits. Opponents hitting 261 off of him. Elio Prado leads it off for the Shorebirds. Elio was a late addition into the game yesterday as he replaced Michael Deson out in the field and ended up going 1-for-2 at the plate. Right-handed batter, Bastardo the righty into his wind, and the first pitch of the game is chopped on the ground to third. The first hop, Salazar has it. Third baseman fires across the diamond to retire Prado. One pitch, one out, here to start this one. Brings up the left fielder, Judd Fabian. Prado retired on just one pitch. Bastardo, 6'1", 175 pounds. Works from the first base side of the rubber. Deals to Fabian, who had yesterday off. First pitch. Fabian takes a fastball down the middle for strike one. So no balls in the strike here on Fabian. The start of the wind and the pitch. Fabian swings and pops it up. Foul ground first base side. Miller gives it a look onto the warning track by the seats. He runs out of room. First row in. It's 0-2. O-2 to Fabian, misses down and away. Checked his swing appeal to first, and no swing, says our first base umpire in tonight's game. That's Brian Laws, Shea Graham calling the balls and strikes. Fabian at the plate, the 1-2, and the pitch is down and away, 2-2. Fabian this season with the Birds playing his fifth game. Compensation round, or competitive balance round B selection. For the Orioles this year, 67th overall. 2-2 pitch. Fabian fouls it back. Two balls, two strikes. In his four games, he's 9 for his first 18, a clean 500 average. One homer and four driven in. Bastardo angled towards the third base line. Hands together at the belt, lifts the leg, the 2-2. And Fabian chops it foul, third base side. Count still leaving at 2. One out, top of the first. Prado grounded out on the first pitch. Now Fabian locked in a duel with Bastardo. Series finale, last time the Shorebirds and the Red Sox will meet up this season. Bastardo, patient on the mound, gets his sign, now the pitch. And Fabian takes a breaking ball up and in, ducked out of the way. Counts full. Last time Fabian played was on Friday night. He went 1-for-5 with a double. Now 6 doubles through his first 4 games. 3-2 pitch. Fabian takes down and away, ball 4. And he works a 1-out walk here in the first. So Fabian at first, that brings up Dylan Beavers. It's a fun part of the middle of the order for the Shorebirds. Top three picks who have made their way here to Salisbury, a part of it, Fabian, Beavers, and Wagner. Beavers the highest selection of the bunch. First pitch to him. It's on the outside corner for strike one. Beavers was selected 33rd overall. Competitive balance round A pick out of Cal. 8 for his first 17, a triple, 5 driven in. He was 2-for-4 last night. Fabian at first, 1 out, the 0-1. Beavers swings, chops another ground towards second, softly. My drop to his left, scoops it up, throws to first, and retires Beavers. For the second out, up to second goes Fabian. So two outs, runner at second. That brings up Max Wagner. Wagner's second-round pick this year out of Clemson. Tried to check his swing on the first pitch, but chased down to the dirt. Strike one. Shorebirds in the alternate black jerseys here today. They won in them yesterday. Keep them on today. Black jersey with a D-Bird logo on the left chest. Orange numbers on the back. Gray pants for the road team. Red Sox in their alternate red jersey. Red Sox in navy blue across the front. 0-1 pitch misses down low for ball one with, I believe it's actually called the Fenway script. Fenway style text. Style of font. Red Sox and navy across the front. Navy numbers on the back, both outlined in white. 1-1 pitch misses down and in. Two balls and a strike. White pants for the home team. High red socks for Pistardo out on the mound. Fabian at second, two outs. Wind right now ever so softly caressing the flag out in center. The 2-1 hits off the catcher McElveny to the backstop was a spiked fastball. Fabian goes to third. McElveny retrieves the baseball. And the count's 3-1 in Wagner's favor. Shorebirds trying to score in the first inning for the second straight day. Leadoff homer for Reed Trimble yesterday. Going to have to work a bit harder here in this first inning to get that run. Fabian at third, two outs. Here's the pitch. And Wagner swings, cracks in the air, deep right field, chasing Lopez back. He gets turned around in front of the wall. It hits off the wall and caroms back in towards right. Wagner around second, he's trying for three. Here's the throw, it's not in time. With a feet first slide, Max Wagner in with an RBI triple, and the Shorebirds do strike first here in the first inning. Fabian scores, and it's Delmarva 1, Salem nothing. Man, that is some opposite field juice for Max Wagner. Led the ACC in homers this season, tied the Clemson record for homers with 27. Any other ballpark, that baseball is way gone. Instead, it hit high about halfway up the 25-foot high wall and right here in Salem. Now to the mound goes the pitching coach Nick Green as Bastardo's first inning troubles this week continue. That's the fourth run he's allowed in just the first inning this week. So Wagner replaces Fabian at third. Judd comes in to score. It's 1-0 Delmarva. Now Frederick Benkozme trying to keep the line moving. Left-handed hitter. Pistardo from the belt. Here's the pitch. And Benkozme, a ground ball up the middle that sneaks into center for a base hit. Mydroth, the second baseman, had the best look at it. He couldn't come up with it. Wagner scores from third. And Benkozme, an RBI single, makes it 2-0 here in the first. Back-to-back, two-out RBI hits for the Shorebirds. And yesterday, Delmarva really struggled with runners in scoring position. They win just 2-for-10. Already today, 2-for-2. So Benkozme at first after his RBI single is 28th RBI of the year. Now to Albert Romero. Here's the pitch. Fastball is skipped into home. Goes to the backstop. Benkozme up to second on the second wild pitch of the inning for Angel Bastardo. Romero back in the lineup after a day off. Last saw him on Friday, went 1-for-4. The pitch, swing and a miss. Chased the fastball down and in. One ball, one strike. Adam Retzbach on deck. It's now Delmarva 2, Salem nothing, top of the first. RBI triple for Wagner, Benkozme an RBI single. 1-1 pitch. Romero takes a breaking ball down and in. 2-1. And Salem's bullpen, nobody throwing yet, but a couple of bodies starting to stand up and stretch out their arms. 2-1 pitch. Romero off the end of the bat, scrapes it to the backstop. 2-2. Then Cozme leads away from second, two outs. 2-2 on Noelbert Romero. Here's the pitch. And Romero socks one deep but foul down the left field side. Still two balls, two strikes. Mastaro nods yes to the sign, comes set at the belt. Nobody holding on Ben Cozme the pitch. And Romero takes a changeup up and in. Full count. It was the walks that really hurt Bastardo back on Tuesday. He's walked just one here in the first. It's been the clutch hitting that's gotten him today. Wagner, a two-out RBI triple. Ben Cozme followed with a single. Now 3-2 on Romero. Here's the pitch. And Noelbert drills one deep left center. Simmons goes back in front of the warning track. He'll have room as he puts it away for the final out here in the first. Romero put a charge into it, but it stays in the yard. And that does it for the Birds here in the first. Delmarva does get two, though. Max Wagner, an RBI triple. Freddie Bencozme, an RBI single. On to the last of the first. It's Delmarva 2. Salem coming to bat here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Birds Kids Club, presented by Mountain Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes two upper reserve tickets to five Sunday Shorebirds home games, one complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebirds birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Perdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great-tasting chicken. Perdue, hungry for better chicken, and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Home half of the first, it's Delmarva 2 and Salem coming to bat for the first time against Moises Chassé on the mound here today. Shorebirds with two in the top of the first. Max Wagner, two-out RBI triple. Freddie Bencozme brings him in with an RBI single. Keir Meredith gets it going for Salem against Chassé out on the bump. Right-handed pitcher out of Venezuela. Works in the center of the rubber, steps into his wind, and his first pitch, Meredith swings and pops it up. Out into shallow right center, second baseman Crampton calling for it, and he puts it away for the first out here in the first. Good start for Moises Chassé. Chassé making his 12th start of the season, 16th appearance overall, his second this week. 6'1", 213 pounds, 19 years old. He's 1-4 with a 5.40 ERA. 41 and two-thirds innings, he's struck out 48 and walked 34. First pitch to Eduardo Lopez is a fastball that misses high and away for ball one. Chassé, high black Sox, lifts the leg to pitch, and the fastball is outside for ball two. Chassé's roughest inning back on Tuesday was the first. Walked two batters, also hit a man, but only gave up one run. 2-0 pitch. Changeup floats inside to Lopez. It's 3-0. Switch hitter bats from the left side. Four homers, 22 runs driven in this season. Hitting 233. Chassé's 3-0. Fastball is on the outside corner. 3-1. After that run allowed in the first, Chassé was able to settle in. 3-1. Lopez swings and pops this one up. Foul ground behind home. Retzbach off with the mask in front of the backstop. Has just enough room as he ends up in the on-deck circle for Salem. able to make the catch, and there's two gone here at the first. Good job by Retzbach sticking with that one, especially on some very soggy warning track here today, thanks to the rain. So two up, two down, two pop-ups for Moises Chassé. Here's Edinson Paulino, left-handed batter. First pitch off speed, floats in down the middle for strike one. Chassé with scoreless second through fourth to finish out his outing on Tuesday. 0-1. Paulino swings and he pops this one up. Foul ground, third base sign. Romero beyond the coach's box. Puts it away. Third baseman makes the play and the Red Sox go down in order with a little pop here in the first. On to the second. Delmarva 2, Salem nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Does your little league team want to take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds? Simply choose an available game and your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that day's contest. Players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date, as there is limited availability for your little leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to shorebirds.com for more information.
The Shorebirds are back in town August 23rd through the 28th at Purdue Stadium to take on the Lynchburg Hillcats. On Thursday, August 25th, the Shorebirds are hosting their first ever Maryland Pride Hawaiian shirt giveaway presented by Spicer Bros Construction Inc. Friday, August 26th, it's a Cedric Mullins bobblehead giveaway with a special post-game fireworks show presented by Purdue. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com/tickets. Top of the second, it's Delmarva 2 and Salem nothing. Sam Jelinek with you here on an overcast Sunday evening from Salem. Shorebirds with two in the first off Angel Bastardo. He goes back to work here in the second. His first pitch to Retzbach misses high and away for ball one. Adam Retzbach doing the catching today for the Shorebirds. Right-handed batter, open stance. The 1-0, swing and a miss. 1-1. Retzbach has played in two games thus far for the Birds. He's 1-for-4. Walked twice, scored twice. 6-4, 220 pounds, the pitch. Swing and a miss. Chased a breaking ball down and away. 1-2. Bastardo working fast is 1-2. And Retzbach, a chopped grounder towards the hole left side, and Salazar has it bang off his glove and on into left for a base hit. See how they actually score that, if that's a hit or not. Looks like they've already thrown a hit up on the board. So Adam Retzbach able to grab himself a leadoff single here in the second. So runner at first for Creed Willems. And I'm not sure what the questioning is here. Luke Mons was having a polite conversation with the home plate umpire, Shea Graham, about something. Not sure what. Strange. Runner at first, nobody out. Creed Willems now the hitter. First pitch. Creed swings, foul tips it at the plate for strike one. Creed having himself a really nice series. He's 4-for-9. He's driven in 6 runs. Last night was 2-for-3, the hero of the game. 0-1. Checks his swing on a pitch outside. Won't chase the changeup. 1-1. RBI triple for him in the fourth last night with a solo homer in the ninth. It proved to be the difference. Birds 1-5-3. 1-1. Willem swings and misses. Chase the breaking ball down and in. 1-2. Creed on the year now, 3 homers, 18 driven in, hitting 183. Has Retzbach at first, nobody out in the pitch. Misses down and away. 2-2. First shreds of sunshine starting to come down from up on top behind us. The clouds part just a little. Lights have already turned on, full effect here. Pistardo from the bell. Holds, now the 2-2. And it hits Willems right on the elbow guard. Given the sound, I was scared for a moment that it was one of two things. It either gotten him on the knob of the bat or off the wrist. How loud that was. The Willems, that's what you wear the elbow guard for. Stood in there and took it like a champ. First and second, nobody out for Adam Crampton now. Crampton 2 for 15 with the Shorebirds. 2 RBI doubles. Swings the first pitch and misses for strike one. First and second, nobody out. Top of the second, Shorebirds already leading the Red Sox 2-0 and threatening again. Crampton, the 9-hole hitter. Here's the pitch. Crampton swings and nubs it foul to the backstop. 0-2. Crampton, since picking up those RPI doubles, those were actually in his first two at-bats, is 0-13 since. Bastardo's pitch. And the fastball misses outside. Way outside. 1-2. Top of the order on deck. It's Elio Prado. For now, Crampton and Bastardo. Here's the pitch. And Crampton takes down and away. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Shorebirds are really making Bastardo work hard early in this game. Remember Fabian's walk that helped set up the run scoring later in the first. Bastardo already at 36 pitches. Top of the second, nobody out. The pitch. And Crampton fouls it back. Count remains at 2-2. Kind of seems like the MO for most of these new guys who have joined the Shorebirds over the past week is they will not give away an at-bat. 2-2. Crampton checks his swing, but the fastball is a called strike 3 outside corner. He's rung up looking. And Bastardo's first punch out of the game, pretty timely. 1 out here in the second. Runners stay at first and second. Lineup flips to the top. Now Elio Prado. He grounded to third on the game's first pitch. Right-handed hitter. Here's the pitch. Prado takes a breaking ball and misses down and in. Ball one. Prado nearly had himself the game-winning hit in the eighth inning of last night's game. Base hit to right with De Leon at second. The pitch. Prado swings. It's a ground ball back up the middle on the back end. Mydroth has it. Flips to second. One on to first in time for a nifty 4-6-3 double play. Mydroth behind the back. The flip to second to start a beautiful twin killing. And the Shorebirds turned away scoreless here in the second. On to the last of the second. It's Delmarva 2, Salem nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty identity items like the Delmarva Scramble and the Skyline State Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. For fans to get access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today. Bottom of the second, it's still Delmarva 2, Salem nothing. Shorebirds put the first two on to begin the top of the second, but get nothing out of it after a nifty 4-6-3 double play for the Red Sox gets them out of the jam. Moises Chassé got three pop-ups in the first, firing a 1-2-3 inning. Comes back out for the second for the Shorebirds, faces 4-5-6 for the Red Sox. That's Meidroff, Miller, and Mexicano. Meidroff is 10 for his first 29 with Salem. That's a .345 average. Two homers, four driven in. First pitch slips out of Chassé's hand, goes all the way to the backstop as that one floated in at just 71. Chassé looking back down at the rubber in his plant spot. I think his spike might have gotten caught. He faces Meidroff here, fourth round pick of the Red Sox this year. 1-0. Meidroff takes a fastball or changeup rather down and in. Ball two. Meidroff drafted out of the University of San Diego. 2-0. Fastball on the outside corner, 2-1. Meidroff was 1-for-4 last night, base hit. The only hit, actually, that Ryan Long allowed. The pitch. Fastball, a called strike inside corner at the knees. Meidroff not exactly a fan of that call. 2-2. And Meidroff calls time and steps out. Has to recompose himself. Chassé the wind and the 2-2. Meidroff takes high, 3-2. Way upstairs with an off-speed pitch. Chassé the wind and the 3-2. Meidroff fouls it back. Count still full. Chassé has walked three or more batters now in four consecutive outings. But the weird thing is across those four outings, he's only allowed more than one run one time. 3-2. Meidroff again pops it back and out of play. Stays alive. That was the start back in the 10th against Carolina two Saturdays ago. He allowed four runs over 4 1/3. 3-2 on Meidroff. Here it comes. And Meidroff pops another one, backing out of play. And the at-bat continues. So this makes up for just about a six-pitch first inning that Chassé had. Long battle with Meidroff to begin the second. Shorebirds up 2-0. Red Sox hitting 3-2. And Meidroff takes outside ball four. So the first walk Chassé allows in the game is a leadoff one here in the second. Brings up the first baseman, Tyler Miller. Miller 1-for-4 with an RBI single last night. Actually proved to be the final run that Salem scored in the game. It's across the past now 19 innings. Chassé's first pitch. Miller swings and hits a high fly ball deep down the right field line. If it's fair, it's gone, and it is foul. Ooh, boy. That baseball was blistered. Had enough hang time that if Miller wanted to, he could have run out there and caught it himself beyond the wall. But it lands just foul, or actually left the field to play foul. Better way to put it. Strike one. Anyways, Miller just almost ruined my little anecdote here. 0-1. Off the outside corner, 1-1. Past 19 innings, Shorebirds pitching staff has allowed runs in just two of those 19 innings. 17 of them have been scoreless. 1-1. Miller takes a changeup inside, 2-1. That would be the three-run third innings each of the past two nights for Salem. Only times that they've scored here in the past two games. Runner at first, nobody out. Miller, the batter from the left side. Here's the pitch.
He swings, hits it high in the air out towards left, chasing Fabian towards the line. He's got a beat on it, camps under it, and puts it away. One gone here in the second, with Mydroth going back to first. Brings up the designated hitter, Roberto Mexicano. Mexicano did not participate last night. Did go 0-for-3 back on Friday. Drove in a run. Right-handed hitter. 4 homers, 31 driven in this season. Taking off from first, Mydroth. The pitch on a called strike. The throw to second from Retzbach. Not nearly in time. Came in on a hop anyways. And Mydroth with stolen base that is squarely on the shoulders of Moises Chassé. Mydroth was running before the pitch was even thrown home. Feels like that has happened a bit too much this season against Shorebird's pitching. 0-1. Breaking ball misses outside. Ball and a strike. Mexicano hitting 274. Now to Caracas, Venezuela. Facing off against another Venezuelan in Chassé. Looks to second. Now the pitch. And Mexicano hits it on the ground towards the whole left side. Ben Cozman on the backhand fields. Throws to first. And retires Mexicano. Two gone here in the second. So two outs, a runner at second. That brings up Daniel McElveny. Shorebirds still leading the Sox 2-0, bottom half of the second. Win for the Birds gives them a second straight series win over the Red Sox. Salem trying to split here on Sunday. First pitch, McElveny swings and chops it foul, third base side, 0-1. McElveny a base hit last night, just his fourth hit of the season, 4-for-36. Breaks out to a 1.11 average. Right-handed hitter, the pitch. He swings, it's a soft layer out to short. Ben Cozman backing up on it. Able to make a one-handed grab as he jumps off one leg and pulls it down. Nearly fell backwards, head over heels. The out recorded in the inning over. Chassé strands Mydroth out at second. On to the third, it's still Delmarva 2, Salem nothing. Here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
The Shorebird Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home, Peninsula Home Care.
Purdue is so happy to welcome fans back to Arthur W. Purdue Stadium for the 2022 baseball season. We're proud to partner with your Delmarva Shorebirds to bring baseball excitement to our hometown. Thank you for your support. Go Shorebirds! Purdue, hometown proud since 1920.
The Shorebirds are back at Purdue Stadium this week. On Saturday, August 27th, it's a special post-game fireworks show and Go Purple Night presented by Wicomico Goes Purple, Worcester Goes Purple, and Somerset Rains Purple. Save time, buy your tickets at theshorebirds.com/tickets. Top of the third, it's still Delmarva 2, Salem nothing. First pitch to Judd Fabian from Angel Bastardo's, a breaking ball that misses down and away for ball one. Fabian walked and scored his first time up. Right-handed batter against the righty Bastardo and the 1-0. It's off the outside corner, another slider, 2-0. Two-oh pitch to Fabian. Fastball in the outside half for strike one. Fabian has now walked four times, struck out just twice. On base percentage, approaching 600 now. 2-1. Fastball misses down and away for ball three.
And it appears that by the end of the series here against Salem, Fabian is just somebody that the Red Sox just don't want to pitch to, period. The start of the kick and 3-1. Fabian swings. It's a liner to third and speared by Salazar, moving to his left. As Salem did pitch to Fabian there, 3-1. It's an Adam ball to Salazar. One gone here in the third. Brings up Dylan Beavers. He grounded to second his first time up. Pitch home. Beavers swings and fouls it back for strike one. One out, top of the third. Series finale between the Shorebirds and the Red Sox. The season finale as well for these two teams. Birds return home on Tuesday, 0-1. This is high and away for ball one. Play their penultimate home series against the Lynchburg Hillcats. Then go on the road for their final six on the road this season. 1-1. Beavers takes high and... Oh, that's called strike inside corner. Beg your pardon, 1-2. Final six on the road at Fredericksburg into August into the first week of September. Then close out the year at home. 1-2. Beavers takes down and away. 2-2. Final six at home against Down East. Running from September the 6th through September the 11th. 2-2 on Dylan Beavers. Shorebirds up 2-0 in the third. The pitch. Beavers takes high and away for ball three. Beavers' his first Delmarva extra base hit yesterday. A triple. Finished 2-for-4. Already three multi-hit games with the Birds this week. 3-2 offering. And Beavers takes inside ball four. Works a one-out walk here in the third. Man at first, one out for the DH, Max Wagner. Got the scoring started back in the third inning with an RBI triple off the right field wall. Right-handed batter, open stance. Here's the pitch. And Wagner takes just down and away. Catcher McElveny thought it had the corner. No dice, says the home plate umpire Shea Graham. Ball, no strikes. Starro feet together. Here's the pitch. And the fastball this time for Real is down and away for ball two. Beavers was dancing away from first. Rojas over at third flashes the signs over to Beavers, Shorebirds manager. 2-0 on Wagner. And a throw over to first, and Beavers back in standing. Right on right matchup. Bastardo from the belt. Here's the pitch. And Wagner takes down and away. 3-0. And Bastardo's control here with one out in the third. Coming a bit of an issue. Remember, he was also down 3-1 on Fabian. So that's three straight three-ball counts for him to open this inning. 3-0. And Wagner takes high ball four. Four-pitch walk after he issued a free pass to Beavers. Second and third, one out for Frederick Benkozme. Back out to the mound goes the pitching coach, Nick Green. One thing I've noticed about Salem, and I can say this now that this is the 24th and final meeting between the two teams this season, is that no other team visits the mound more than Salem, both catchers and pitching coaches. For the most part, Joe Hamacher's visits for the Shorebirds are tied to getting somebody up in the bullpen. Nick Green, at the first sign of trouble, goes out and talks to his pitchers. Not sure if that's a Red Sox organizational philosophy or not, but you could argue that it's maybe at this level it makes sense, but up the chain, you're constantly going out there at the first sign of any impending threat. You kind of feel like you're holding your pitcher's hand a bit too much to get through these situations. First and second, one out. Pitch to Frederick Benkozme. It's down to the dirt. Nice pick by McElveny. Ball one. Benkozme, an RBI single, his first time up. First and second for him here, one out. Shorebirds still lead, 2-0, top of the third. And a little bit of a move out to second, but Pistardo ended up losing his footing as he stepped off the mound. And the Shorebirds dugout trying to ask why that wasn't a ball, because it almost looked like Pistardo was trying to spin and throw and lost his footing. And if that's the case, it should have been a ball. Instead, no call. 1-0 on Ben Cosme. Here's the pitch. Freddie swings. It's a soft tapper towards the hole right side. Second baseman Mydroth Fields throws back to second and forces out Wagner. Tight play at second, but Mydroth electing to try to get one of the lead runners. Secondary runner in Wagner. Beavers goes to third. Ben Cosme at first on fielder's choice. So two on and two out now for Noalbert Romero. Romero was able to barrel up a baseball his first time up, but it was hauled in by the center fielder, Seamus. Shorebirds 2, Red Sox nothing, top of the third. Birds batting. The pitch, Ben Cosme runs from first, pitches a called strike, the throw to second is not in time. Shortstop Paulino tried to have one eye on Beavers at third, one eye on Ben Cosme. And when he received the throw, he didn't know where Ben Cosme was, so he couldn't apply the tag. And Ben Cosme in with his seventh stolen base of the season. 0-1 on Romero. Here's the pitch. Noalbert swings and misses, late on the fastball. 0-2. Birds batting, trying to extend their lead, already up 2 here in the top of the third. Looking for a series win here on Sunday. Beavers at third, Ben Cosme at second. Romero at the plate, he's driven in 40 this season. Tied for the team lead in homers with 8. Pistardo the set. And the Red Sox starter fires home, and Romero chops it on the ground to third. On the third hop, Salazar has it. Sets his feet, throws to first, and retires Romero for the final out here in the third. Shorebird strand pair in scoring position. On to the last of the third, it's Delmarva 2, Salem nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hi fans, this is Sam Jelinek, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.tv and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.tv subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Jelinek on the call, both home and away at 4:30. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWreck.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With 3 different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
Home half of the third, it's Delmarva 2 and Salem nothing. Red Sox coming to bat against Moises Chassé, who's held them scoreless through the first 2 innings, allowing just 1 base runner. Leadoff walk, Chase Mydroth in the second, but he stranded him out at second to end that inning. 8-9-1 due up for the Sox. John Frank Salazar leads it off. Chassé into his wind, the righty's first pitch. Salazar takes a fastball on the outside corner, first strike 1. Salazar, the third baseman for Salem today. 0-1. Salazar swings, barrels one up, deep left center. Fabian on the run, reaching out. He makes a... Did he hold on to it? No, he didn't. He dropped it as he went to the ground. Throw back into the cutoff. And Salazar races for third and is in with a feet first slide. Shorebirds players are arguing that Fabian caught it. And out comes Shorebirds manager Felipe Rojas Jr. And Felipe is saying that Fabian only had the ball out of his glove because he was showing it out to indicate that he caught it. Fabian went racing into the left center field gap, went into a feet-first slide, caught the ball over his head at first, but then when he brought his glove to the ground, it looked like it was jarred loose. At least that was my perspective. He then picked it up, threw it in, but by that point, Salazar was already on his way to third. So a leadoff triple. Now Carson Simas takes a called strike. For Salazar, that's his first triple of the season. Simas from the right side, the 0-1. On the outside corner, it's 0-2. Simas, one homer, 19 driven in this season, hitting 184. Went 1-for-3 last night with a run scored. 0-2. Simas swings, foul tips it, held on to by Retzbach. And Chassé with his first strikeout of the game. Punches out Simas on three pitches. Back to the top of the order, and Kier Meredith. He popped out to second his first time up. First pitch. Breaking ball bends in over the heart of the plate. Strike one, and since allowing the triple, Chassé has now really been able to bear down. Strikes out Salazar. Simas, rather, on three pitches. 0-1. Meredith misses down and in, and that's the first ball that Chassé has thrown since allowing the triple. 1-1 on Meredith. Corners play in, middle infield back and towards the pole side for the left-handed batter. Chassé, shoulder-high set. Here's the pitch. And Meredith swings, hits a chopper out towards second. On the third hop, cramped infields, throws to first and retires Meredith. But scoring from third, Salazar on the play. And the Shorebirds lead cut in half. It's now Shorebirds 2 and the Red Sox 1. Two outs in the bottom of the third. First pitch to Eduardo Lopez. Change up on the inside corner for strike one. Two outs, nobody on. Lopez switch hitter, batting from the left side here. 0-1. Lopez takes the slider down and in. Ball into strike. Lopez popped out to the catcher his first time up. Chassé the wind and the 1-1. Lopez way out in front of a changeup. Swings and misses. 1-2. Run in for the Red Sox here in the third. Salazar leadoff triple. Meredith an RBI ground down. 1-2 on its way to Lopez. He swings and stings it on one hop, but right at the second baseman, Crampton. Down to a knee, he gloves, throws to first. Retires Lopez. That does it for the Red Sox here in the third. Run comes in. Salazar triple. Meredith RBI ground down. On to the fourth. Now a one-run game. It's Delmarva 2, Salem 1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to shorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen. And you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you.
Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Top of the fourth, Adam Retzbach leads it off for the Shorebirds, with Delmarva now leading Salem 2-1. First pitch to Retzbach from Angel Bastardo's on the outside corner for a strike one. Salem just cut it to a one-run game. Back in the bottom of the third, 0-1. Retzbach swings and misses. It's quickly 0-2. RBI triple, or leadoff triple for Jean-Frank Salazar, and then Kier Meredith, an RBI groundout. Bastardo the wind and the pitch. Retzbach takes down and away. Ball and two strikes. 1-2. Retzbach barrels one up deep left center. Seamus racing back, looks up at one, hops up against the left center field fence. Center fielder plays it off the wall, fires it back in, and Retzbach into second standing with a leadoff double. Baseball was pummeled by Retzbach. He is a guy, when you watch him during batting practice, can make you turn your head a little bit. Don't really expect it. It's a loud sound off his bat. His first extra base hit here with the Shorebirds. 2-for-2 today, his first multi-hit game as well. Here's Creed Willems. First pitch fastball is outside for ball one. Nobody up out in the Salem bullpen, so now that Bastardo has settled in seemingly after allowing two in the first, intend to let him ride it out now at 65 pitches. Inside move to second, chases Retzbach back to the bag. He was actually fiddling with his hand guard for his left hand and didn't even notice at first that Bastardo has tried to pick him off. 1-0 to Willems. Creed swings, rolls over a grounder right to the second baseman Myjroth. He swipes it up, throws to first, retires Willems. Over to third goes Retzbach, a productive out for Willems. Runner at third, one out, and this is where the Shorebirds really struggled yesterday. They had multiple chances in the first four innings with a runner at third and less than two outs, and each time failed to bring the runner home. Infield comes in for Salem. Crampton, the batter, is 0-for-1. Pitch. It's on the outside corner with a breaking ball. Strike one. Crampton was caught looking by Bastardo his first time up. Right-handed batter out of Stanford. Retzbach at third, one out. Here's the pitch. And Crampton takes down and away. 1-1. Crampton, two RBIs back on Tuesday, and that's been it. Hands held high. Good bend to the knees, the pitch. Misses down and away. Two balls, one strike. Bastardo leans in, glove against his chest. Now comes side of the belt. Down the hill, the 2-1. Bounced in, somehow blocked by McElveny as he gets an assist from the home plate umpire Shea Graham as he got caught up off his leg. And it stays within arm's reach, and Retzbach has to stay at third. Shorebirds, a one-run lead, top of the fourth, trying to build it again out to two. Salem just cut it to a one-run game. Last half inning. Retzbach at third for the Birds. Crampton ahead in the count, 3-1. The pitch. Crampton swings and flies it out of play. Right field side. Three balls, two strikes. Three and two on Crampton. Runner at third, one out. Top of the fourth, the pitch. Crampton swings, it's a grounder to third by the dive of Salazar, and down the left field line, Retzbach comes in to score. Crampton around first, he's into second standing with his third RBI double of the week. It's Delmarva 3, Salem 1 here in the top of the fourth. Just enough topspin on that to sneak it by Salazar, and that's the final batter that Angel Bastardo is going to face. Luke Montz claps his hands, and he's going for a tech net call to the bullpen. Shorebirds now up two again here in the top of the fourth. We'll be back in a minute. It's Delmarva 3, Salem 1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hi, fans. This is Sam Gellinick, voice of the Shorebirds.
Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.TV and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to the Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.TV subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Jolnick on the call, both home and away for free. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Still in the top of the fourth, it's now Delmarva 3, Salem 1. Adam Crampton, an RBI double, puts the Shorebirds lead back out at 2. And he chases Angel Bastardo in favor of Miguel Suero for the Red Sox on this TechNet call to the bullpen. Get a nationwide 2-year, 24,000-mile-long warranty, along with nationwide roadside assistance when you get your car or truck serviced at a local Delmarva TechNet repair shop. Go on TechNetProfessional.com to locate a TechNet professional repair shop near you. Bastardo goes 3 1/3 innings for Salem, allows right now 3 runs on 5 hits, 3 walks, 1 strikeout. Still responsible for Crampton out at second, as Miguel Suero makes his second appearance of the week. He's 2-2 this season with a 6.92 ERA, his 27th outing on the season. 25 years old, he's 6'1", 185 pounds out of San Juan de la Maguana in the Dominican Republic. 39 innings, he's struck out 36 and walked 20. Allowed 50 hits, opponents batting .316 against him. Top of the order, Elio Prado, the batter. He's 0-2. He's grounded to third and hit into a double play. Crampton at second, one out. Suero a high set, the pitch. And Prado takes a fastball down and away. Ball one. Prado from the right side. Here's the pitch. And Elio takes a fastball down and in. 2-0. Shorebirds have scored at least 5 runs in every game this week, including 6 and 4 out of 5. Already at 3 here in the top of the fourth. The pitch. Prado swings and fouls it out of play. Right field side. 2-1. Crampton at second, nobody holding him too tight. Not a very large lead. Suero high, light kick the pitch. And the fastball misses high. 3-1. Prado ahead in the count, 3-1. Suero a look to second, here's the pitch. And Prado, a hard grounder up the middle, a diving stop to his left. Paulino gets up to his feet, throws to first, and gets Prado. Crampton goes to third. 2 gone here in the fourth. Not really a necessary dive there for Paulino, but more a convenient one to stop his momentum from going up the middle. Get up, throw to first, far easier there. So 2 outs, Crampton at third, top of the fourth. Shorebirds up 3-1, 2-run lead restored. Now Fabian, who's 0-1 with a run scored today, the pitch. Breaking ball is on the inside corner for strike one. Suero high set the pitch. And a slider on the outside corner, belt high, 0-2. Fabian down the count quickly, 0-2. Crampton at third, 2 outs. Shorebirds up a pair, top of the fourth. Here's the pitch. And Fabian takes a fastball high. 1-2. One-two delivery.
Fabian fouls it back and out of play. Was sitting on that slider there. Got off a really good swing. Nothing to show for it, though. Still down the count, 1-2. Suero, the pitch. And the breaking ball outside. The left-handed batter's box. 2-2. Shorebirds trying to pick up a series win here on Sunday. Lead 3-1. Runner at third, two outs, and the pitch. Fabian breaks his bat on a flare out to short. Little leaping grab by Paulino. Able to bring it in easily for the final out here in the fourth. Shorebirds get another run, though. Adam Crampton, his third RBI double of the week, restores the Birds' two-run advantage. On to the last of the fourth, it's now Delmarva 3, Salem 1, here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Delmarva Shorebirds are back in action, and single game tickets are on sale now. Bobbleheads, fireworks, giveaways, and so much more await you at Purdue Stadium this season. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Pastime at the Delmarva Shorebirds. When you're here, everything inside is bare ball. Your favorite treats, craft beers, fireworks every Saturday, and the best giveaways ever. Tickets start at just $12 to watch the O's Stars of Tomorrow on Delmarva today. Save time. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
I love this song.
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the fourth, Shorebirds pack up by two again. It's the Birds 3 and the Red Sox 1. Red Sox hitting here against Moises Chassé. Chassé, the wind in his first pitch to Edinson Paulino, is cut on and missed for strike one. Bottom of the fourth here from Salem. Chassé, the starter for the Shorebirds. So far, three solid innings. 0-1 misses high to Paulino, 1-1. It's allowed just one hit, one walk, one run. It's also struck out one. Paulino from the left side. Chassé, the rock and the pitch. Just off the inside corner with a fastball. 2-1. Two-one pitch, way outside for ball three. Chassé gave up his only walk of the game, a leadoff one to Chase Meidroth back in the second. Meidroth on deck here to begin the fourth. 3-1, fastball, little high, ball four, and Chassé walks Paulino to start the fourth. Clouds finally starting to break and move past us overhead, and suddenly the diamond here at Carilion Clinic Field is splashed with sunshine. Sight for sore eyes. Here's Chase Meidroth, walked his first time up. Chassé a high set, now the pitch, and Meidroth fouls it back. Strike one. Paulino a strong lead from first. Willems holds him on. Chassé the kick and the pitch. And Meidroth swings, hits in the air towards right center pretty deep. Prado on the run. He won't get there. Right fielder has the plate on a hop off the wall. Paulino around third, racing to the plate. Here's the throw. It's not in time. Paulino scores standing, and Meidroth into second with an RBI double. immediately cuts it back to a one-run game. It's Delmarva 3, Salem 2. For Majdrov, that's his fifth RBI of the season, his third or first double, rather. Now Tyler Miller, runner at second, nobody out, and that's the tying run. Here's the pitch. Miller's swing and a miss. Changeup down low, 0-1. On deck, Roberto Mexicano. Miller flying to left, his first time up. Infield plays him to pull. Here's the pitch. And Miller rips it foul. Liner down the right field side. 0-2. On Tyler Miller. Chasse fires home, and Miller foul tips it, held onto by Retzbach. Chased a fastball up and out of the zone in 93. Hardest we've seen Chasse fire tonight. First out here in the fourth. Brings up the DH, Roberto Mexicano. Mexicano grounded to short his first time up. DH for the Red Sox here in this one. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball slipped out of Chasse's hand and drills Mexicano right in the numbers. In between the shoulder blades, he'll walk it out down the first baseline. I think that actually might have gotten him close to his shoulders. He's trying to stretch out that left arm. It was destined to hit him right in the back, but I think the way he turned, he threw his left arm in front of it. Puts Bennett first and second. Still one out, and Daniel McElveny, the catcher, stands in. A soft liner to short his first time up. First pitch. Fastball is way high for ball one. McElveny, 6 runs driven in across 11 games, despite just 4 hits. 0-1, or 1-0 rather. It's on the outside corner with a breaking ball. 1-1. Outfield straight away, infield straight up. Willems plays right behind the runner at first. Here's the 1-1. McElveny tried to check his swing. He went around. Breaking ball in the dirt. Nice smothering stop for the catcher, Retzbach. 1-2. Lights already on here. It's not even 7 o'clock. Thanks to the overcast conditions earlier. Clouds have parted a little now, though. Flag out in center, pretty still. The pitch. Galvany takes down and away. And the count evens at 2. Two and two on Daniel McElveny. 2-1, 1-out, the pitch. He swings and fouls it back, able to stay alive. With the way this inning has unfolded, this might be the final frame now for Chasse. Up to 54 pitches here. Hasn't gone more than 65 in any of his prior 4 outings. 2-2 again, and McElveny fouls off another. Back to the screen. Shorebirds up 3-2, bottom of the fourth. And at first and second, one out for Salem. Now Chasse steps off. Two-two on its way. And McElveny, a hard grounder through the hole left side of base in. Stopping at third, Majdrov is a throw in from Fabian Quick. and the bases are loaded with one out for Jean-Frank Salazar. And Shorebirds acting pitching coach Mitch Plassmeyer will go out to the mound and chat with Jose. Jose in some hot water now, surrounded on the bases. Mydroth at third, Mexicano at second, McElveny at first. And the Shorebirds bullpen probably starting to activate here. Available today for Delmarva, most likely Randy Barichuete, Carson King, maybe Yaki Rivera as well. Rivera might be the first out of the pen. Meeting on the mound over. Ready to get back to the action. Bases loaded, one out. And Salazar, the batter, he tripled off of Chasse to lead off the third. Ball that Fabian nearly caught. Right-handed hitter. Infield plays back, looking for two. And time called as Salazar steps out. Right-on-right matchup. Chasse, shoulder-high, sent the pitch. And Salazar swings and misses. Fastball up and out of the zone would have been ball one. Instead, Chasse controls the count. Mydroth at third, Mexicano at second, McElveny at first. Salazar the hitter and the pitch. Fastball just off the outside corner. Ball and strike. Salazar's driven in just four so far this year. That's across now 10 games. 1-1. Salazar reaches for it, breaks his bat on a flare into right. That dunks in for a base hit. A run comes in to score, stopping at third, Mexicano. And Jean-Frank Salazar just throws his bat at a pitch down and away, snaps his lumber, but gets an RBI hit for his trouble. And this game is tied at three here in the fourth. Tough break for Chasse there. A great pitch. Salazar had no business even swinging at it. Dumps a single into right. Game is now tied at three. One out. Bottom of the fourth. Base is still loaded now for the nine-hole hitter, Carson Siemens. Takes the first pitch up high for ball one. Corners play in, middle infield back. The 1-0. Breaking ball, good one. Inside corner. 1-1. CMS swings and misses. Breaking ball down the dirt. 1-2. Perhaps now a very big growing moment for Moises Chasse. If he can understand it, most likely getting out of this inning is the end of his outing. Give everything he's got for the next 10-15 pitches and minimize the damage and make sure this game stays tied heading to the fifth. 1-2. Siemens swings to the chopper, back of the middle. Second baseman Crampton Fields flips to second. One relay to first, not in time. It hits off the first baseman Willems in a hop, and another run comes in to score. McElveny never stopped running from second. Ben Cosme had an awful time with the transfer at second. It ends up as an RBI fielder's choice for Siemens with a run scoring on Ben Cosme's throwing error. And Salem takes a 5-3 lead. That was a tailor-made double play, and Ben Cosme coming across the bag at second. For some reason, the flip from Crampton just kind of handcuffed it. He had trouble getting a good grip on the baseball. And the throw was just bounced into Willems. Top of the order here, Meredith. Runner goes. Meredith lays down a bunt. Fair down the third baseline. Catcher Retzbach comes out and plays it. Throws to first and retires Meredith. And that does it for the Red Sox here in the fourth. but they score four times, taking advantage of a couple of hits, error, a hit batter, and a walk on the fifth. It's now Salem 5, Delmarva 3, here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
Some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-inclusive venue options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. Top of the fifth, it's now Salem 5, Delmarva 3. A big fourth inning for the Red Sox, capitalizing on three hits, a walk, a hit batter, and an error. So they score four. It's now Salem 5, Birds 3. Birds batting. Top of the fifth against Miguel Suero. Suero from a full line with nobody on, pitches to Dylan Beavers. And the first pitch is down the middle for a called strike. Suero got the final two outs in the fourth, stranding a runner out at second, replacing Angel Bastardo, whose line is final at 3 1/3, gave up three runs. 0-1. This is down low. Beavers checked his swing, appeal to first, and no swing, says the first base umpire. So ball and a strike on Beavers. 0-1. He walked his last time up. Suero's 1-1. On the outside corner, breaking ball. 1-2. Ball and two strikes on Beavers, the kick and the pitch. Breaking ball is way out in front of the plate. Easy take for Beavers. 2-2. This game is starting to feel a bit more like the series opener on Tuesday. 2-2, just off the outside corner, and the count's full. Beavers a confident take there. That one ended the Shorebirds winning 17-10. And now it's just 5-3, but a lot of chances left out there. 3-2, Beavers lines it the other way into left. On comes Meredith, and he's able to reel it in. Played that liner perfectly. Ended up catching it hat high. And there's one gone here in the fifth. Can't imagine Moises Chassé will be coming back out for the bottom of the fifth. First pitch to Max Wagner. Swings and taps it foul to the backstop. Strike one. Wagner, an RBI triple back in the first. He also walked in the third. The 0-1. He swings, rips this one on one hop to short. Paulino down to a knee. A flashy grab and throws to first to retire Wagner on a pretty stupendous play. That baseball was scorched. Paulino went down to a knee, threw up the glove. Able to come away with a nice 6-3 putout. Two gone here in the fifth, despite two hard-hit baseballs. So nobody on for Frederick Benkozme. First pitch home. Benkozme swings. It's a soft chopper out towards second. In the third hop, Mydroth has it. He throws the first, retires Benkozme. The Birds down in order here in the fifth. Halfway home on to the last of the fifth. It's still Salem 5, Delmarva 3 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Birds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes two upper reserve tickets to five Sunday Shorebirds home games, one complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebird birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. For even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes, head on over to theshorebirds.com to check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. And all the contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and fan advantage, or spend some time in Sherman in this awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road for the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Perdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great-tasting chicken. Perdue, hungry for better chicken and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
So many new things to protect in life. Root care helps to keep things all right.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Halfway home on to the last of the fifth, it's still Salem 5, Delmarva 3. And the Shorebirds make their first TechNet call to the bullpen as Yakir Rivera replaces Moises Chasse here to begin the fifth. Get a nationwide two-year, 24,000-mile-long warranty, along with nationwide roadside assistance when you get your car or truck serviced at local Delmarva TechNet. Go on TechNetProfessional.com to locate a TechNet professional repair shop near you. Eduardo Lopez is the first to face Yakir Rivera, ready into his wind in his first pitch. It's a breaking ball in the outside corner for strike one. Chasse, his line finishes at four innings, five runs, four earned, 0-1. This is high and tight with a fastball, 1-1. Chasse walks two, strikes out two, allows four hits, and he is on the hook for the loss right now. 1-1 pitch. Rivera misses down and away with the changeup. 2-1. Rivera, dead center on the rubber, into his wind the pitch, and the breaking ball misses down and in. And that actually caromed back and hit the batter Lopez to begin the inning. Came off his back foot and actually hit him in the chest. So Rivera hits the first man he faces. And there's a man at first to begin the fifth for Salem with Edinson Paulino coming up. First pitch home. Breaking ball misses down and in for ball one. Rivera from the belt. Fires home. And Paulino swings, fouls it back just under us in the press box and down at the concourse. Strike one. Rivera making his 12th appearance of the season. 19 years old, he's 6'2", 150 pounds. 1-1. Change up off the outside corner, 2-1. 3-1, 570 ERA. Has struck out 34 in 23 and two-thirds innings, walking just 10. Throw over to first and back in with a dive, Paulino, or Lopez rather. Still 2-1 on the hitter, Paulino. Was 0-1 with a walk and a run scored. Rivera's 2-1. Paulino swings, cracks it high in the air. This will stay on the infield. Second baseman Crampton calling for it. Next to the second base bag, he puts it away for the first out here in the fifth. Lopez stays at first. Brings up the cleanup hitter, Chase Mitroff. Mitroff, an RBI double last inning, started that rally. Later came around to score in the inning. First pitch, breaking ball is just a little high. Ball one. also walked and stole the base back in the second. Salem 5, Delmarva 3, bottom of the fifth. Red Sox batting in the pitch. Curveball misses down and away for ball two. Rivera pitched back on Tuesday. He threw two scoreless innings to finish that game. The 2-0, Mydrop swings, hits it in the air to center. Backs up Beavers a couple of steps. Now he wades back in and makes the catch for the second out here in the fifth. Rivera now with seven consecutive scoreless innings over his past two outings. Back-to-back wins as well. Had that perfect five-inning outing against Carolina. And even now, over his past 10 innings, has allowed just one earned run on three hits, three walks, and 15 strikeouts. First pitch, Tyler Miller swings and misses on a changeup. Strike one. And out of all the guys that have caught some of the draft class's eye, Yaki Rivera is probably at the top of the list. A one. Miller swings and rolls it foul, first base, signs 0-2. The reason being is that Yaki, in the college guy's view, would only be either coming into his freshman year of college or his sophomore year. He's as thin as a rail and somehow can still whip it 95. And he is just an energizer bunny with his abundance of charismatic energy. 0-2, high and away, 1-2. So he's kind of an enigma to a lot of the new guys who are trying to figure out what exactly a professional ball player looks like. And Yaki Rivera certainly goes against a lot of the norms. Man, is he good on the mound. 1-2 pitch. Miller swings and misses, chased a breaking ball down low. Rivera strikes him out, and he works around the leadoff hit batter. The throw scored the spit. On to the sixth, it's still Salem 5, Delmarva 3. Here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. The Shorebirds are back in town August 23rd through the 28th at Purdue Stadium to take on the Lynchburg Hillcats. On Thursday, August 25th, the Shorebirds are hosting their first ever Maryland Pride Hawaiian shirt giveaway presented by Spicer Bros Construction Inc. Friday, August 26th, it's a Cedric Mullins bobblehead giveaway with a special post-game fireworks show presented by Purdue. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com/tickets. Top of the sixth, it's Salem 5, Delmarva 3, with Delmarva coming to bat against a new arm on the mound for the Red Sox. TechNet called the bullpen, brings on Nathaniel Cruz, placing Miguel Suero. After Suero throws an inning and two-thirds of perfect baseball, doesn't allow a run, nor a hit, nor a walk, nor a strikeout. Nothing but zeros for him, but it's effective. And now Nathaniel Cruz comes out onto the mound, and Cruz now walks off the mound because he has to change his glove. His glove color, which is red and gray, is actually too close to the jersey color that he's wearing today. So home plate umpire Shea Graham says he has to change. And it's just one of those things that, yeah, it was the same exact color red. And quite frankly, the new glove that he's just gotten is almost the same. So I'm not really sure how that fixed the issue, but not my call, I guess. Cruz pitched back on Tuesday, was part of that tough beating for Salem, as that was 17-10 loss, and I think Shea Graham might be saying the same thing again. Same thing that I just said, that glove that Nathaniel Cruz just got is also red. It's pretty apparent the problem is that you can't have a red glove on a red jersey, but whoever got Cruz a new glove also gave him another red glove. And Luke Mons comes out to chat with the home plate umpire, Shea Graham, about it, and Mons has had a tough time this entire week with the umpires, and he just throws up his hands and says, just let it be, I guess. So finally, Cruz out on the mound with now a black glove, no red, and we're ready to go. Cruz threw two-thirds of an inning back on Tuesday, allowed 4 runs, 4 hits, 1 walk, 1 strikeout. Ready into his wind, first pitch to Noalbert Romero's a fastball. Letter high for a called strike. Cruz making his 5th appearance of the season, his 4th out of the bullpen. No record, an 11.57 ERA. 0-1 is lined into the seats, third base side. And thankfully, the only thing it got was a chair, which it knocked over. Oh man, that was awful close to taking off somebody's head. 0-2. 0-2. Romero takes down and away. Ball and 2 strikes. Top of the 6th, Salem 5, Delmarva 3. Romero batting, he's 0-2 today, hitting 6th. The pitch. Romero out in front of a breaking ball, chops it foul into the Red Sox dugout, third base side. 1-2. Shadows starting to creep in from behind home plate. Right now, not at the hitter's circle yet. Romero calls time and steps out. Should play a factor by the end of the game. Cruz the righty into his wind, the 1-2, and Romero swings and misses. Fastball up and in. Cruz strikes him out. 1 gone here in the 6th. Just the 2nd time today that a Shorebirds hitter has struck out. One out, nobody on for Adam Retzbach, the catcher. Perfect on the day, he's 2-for-2. Single and a double. Right-handed batter, open stance. Here's the pitch. And Cruz fires a breaking ball down and away. Ball 1. Cruz in 7 innings has struck out 7, walked 6. Giving up 9 hits. 1-0. Retzbach takes another breaking ball in the dirt. Ball 2. Cruz, 19 years old, out of Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic, the 2-0. Retzbach takes a fastball on the inside corner. 2-1. Five, 3 Red Sox, top of the 6th. Birds batting. 2-1. And Retzbach gets hit on the elbow. Got him right off the elbow guard, so no harm. But a 1-out base runner for the Birds. 2nd hit batter today that the Shorebirds have had. Creed Willems, who is coming to the plate now, was the first. Also took one off the elbow guard. Creed, who's driven in 2 runs in 3 straight games, is 0-for-1 today. Grounded to 2nd his last time on. First pitch. Creed swings and rifles a grounder through the hole and on into right for a base hit. Retzbach up to 2nd. He stays there. And Willems with another base hit. Creed has been in fuego at the plate of late. 4th straight game with a hit. Now 5-for-11 here this week. So the Shorebirds, who saw this 3-1 lead slip away in the last of the 4th, a 4-run inning for the Red Sox. Now a chance to get back into this. Down 2. 1st and 2nd for Adam Crampton, the 9-hole hitter. The pitch. Crampton swings, hits in the air down the right field line. Right fielder Lopez chasing in into foul territory. He makes the catch. And there's 2 away here in the 6th. Brings up the right fielder Elio Prado. Prado 0-for-3. He's grounded out three times, including once into a double play. Right-handed hitter. Tying run at first, two outs, top of the sixth. Here's the pitch. And Prado takes a little down away. Ball one. And now Cruz steps off. He wants a new baseball. First and second, two outs. Shorebirds down by two. Cruz from the belt. Here's the pitch. And Prado takes a slider on the outside corner. 1-1. Shorebirds rallied last night late. Trailed by two runs, 3-1. Tied the game up in the sixth before taking the lead in the ninth. 1-1. Prado swings a high chopper back over the mound. Second baseman Mydroth behind second fields and flips the shortstop Paulino covering to force out Willems at second and end the inning. Shorebirds leave a pair aboard. On the last of the sixth, it's Salem 5, Delmarva 3 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
You can get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise. Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scrapple and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to shorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today. Bottom of the sixth, it's Salem 5, Delmarva 3. Sam Jelinek with you here on Sunday from Salem. It's turned into a sunny day now. The clouds have parted, still above little gray ones, but for now the sun peeks through. Yaki Rivera back to work for the Shorebirds, fires to Gilberto Mexicano, and he drops in a breaking ball in the inside corner for strike one. Rivera scoreless fifth, his first out of the bullpen. 0-1. Mexicano takes a fastball up and in, 1-1. Yaki has been very good of late. He faces Mexicano, who's 0-for-1 today. And the curveball misses down and in for ball one. For ball two, beg your pardon. Mexicano 0-for-1, who was hit by a pitch and scored his last time up. 2-1, breaking ball misses down and in for ball three. Rivera acquired earlier this year as part of the Tanner Scott, Cole Sulcer trade. 3-1, Mexicano, a soft liner to short, right at Ben Cosme. Little leap off his tippy toes, able to come down with it. One out here in the sixth. It's crazy to think about the initial reaction to that trade. Now the Orioles were already tearing it down before the season started. What would this do to the bullpen? Who's possibly left? Breaking ball to Daniel McElveny is down in the dirt for ball one. But lo and behold, the Orioles have had one of the top five, if not the top bullpen in all of Major League Baseball this season. 1-0, McElveny takes another breaking ball outside for ball one, or ball two, beg your pardon. McElveny 1-for-2, singled and scored his last time up. 2-0 pitch. Fastball misses high and tight, ball three. Rivera, the player to be named later in that trade, as it was also a three-part trade as the 3-0 to McElveny misses inside for ball four. He walks here with one out in the sixth. The other part's being a competitive balance round pick, which actually turned into Judd Fabian. So now two-thirds of the trade that the Orioles made with the Marlins now resides here with the Shorebirds. First pitch to Jean-Frank Salazar. He tries to lay down a bunt, but drops it foul down the third base side for strike one. The other main piece of it, at the time at least, was Antonio Velez, left-handed starting pitcher currently with Bowie. Runner at first, one out. Shorebirds trail the Red Sox 5-3 with the Red Sox batting here in the last of the third. Salazar 2-for-2, the pitch. He swings. He might have a third hit here, driven deep in the air to left center. Fabian racing after it. He won't get there. One hops off the wall. Center fielder Beavers plays it. Racing around third. Here comes McElveny. The throw to the plate, not in time. Now trying for third, Salazar. And the third throw from Crampton, or rather the catcher, Retzbach, is right on the money to Romero as they throw out Salazar, who has to settle instead for an RBI double. So it's now 6-3 Salem. Bases empty. But Salem now doubling up the Red Sox on the RBI double for Jean-Frank Salazar, who's now a homer shy of a cycle. Two outs, bases clear. Carson Simas the batter. And a fastball from Rivera's on the outside corner for strike one. Simas 0-for-2. RBI fielder's choice his last time up. The pitch. He swings and hits it in the air to center, right at Beavers. In a step, he's under it, and he makes the catch for the final out here in the sixth. Run in, though, for the Red Sox. Another RBI hit for Jean-Frank Salazar. RBI double. And at the end of six, it's now Salem 6 and Delmarva 3 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.valleyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Shorebirds Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home. Peninsula Home Care.
Purdue is so happy to welcome fans back to Arthur W. Purdue Stadium for the 2022 baseball season. We're proud to partner with your Delmarva Shorebirds to bring baseball excitement to our hometown. Thank you for your support. Go Shorebirds. Purdue, hometown proud since 1920.
The Shorebirds are back at Purdue Stadium this week. On Saturday, August 27th, it's a special post-game fireworks show and Go Purple Night presented by Wicomico Goes Purple, Worcester Goes Purple, and Somerset Reigns Purple. Save time, buy your tickets at theshorebirds.com/tickets. Top of the seventh, the Shorebirds with some work to do here, and they trail the Red Sox 6-3. Salem with an RBI double from Jean-Frank Salazar in the last of the sixth to now double up the Shorebirds by three. And first pitch to Judd Fabian from Nathaniel Cruz misses down and away for ball one. Fabian 0-for today. Be his first game without a hit. 1-0. This is down and away for ball two. He did walk and score back in the first and has lined down twice since then. Right-handed hitter came into the day hitting .500 through his first four games with the Birds. 2-0. Fabian swings and fouls it back and out of play. 2-1. Cruz out for his second inning from the bullpen. He left two aboard last inning. 2-1. Fabian takes a fastball a little low. Ball three.
hit a batter, allowed a single, and was able to strand both runners on last inning. 3-1. Fabian takes. Ooh, that's on the outside corner. 3-2. Shorebirds have left a fair amount of meat on the bone so far today. Stranded 7. Gone just 3 for 13 with runners in scoring position. 3-2. Fabian takes. Down and away. Ball 4. And he walks for the second time today. Brings up the center fielder, Dylan Beavers. It's been this part of the order that's done a lot of the work today for the Shorebirds. Fabian has scored a run. Beavers 0 for 2 with a walk, but Wagner on deck 1 for 2 with an RBI triple. First pitch to Beavers. He swings, ropes a grounder to first in the backhand. Miller field steps in the bag for one and then throws to second, but not in time. Fabian in with a headlong dive. Ground down for Beavers. Fabian up to second. Man at second, one out for Wagner. Wagner DHing today, an RBI triple back in the first. 1 for 2. Fabian dances away from second. Here's the pitch. And the fastball's on the outside corner. Strike one. And every time a Shorebirds runner has danced off the bag, nobody has either come to close down on them, nor has the pitcher stepped off. Birds might be wanting to be a bit more aggressive and actually steal those bases. 0-1. Fastball outside corner, 0-2. So at a certain point, they're going to let you dance halfway down the line, halfway away from second to third. Why not just take third? Seems like the Birds are anticipating a move, but it never comes. 0-2. Wagner swings, pops it up. Down the first base line, foul ground. Catcher McElveny calling for it, and he makes the catch. The palm of his mitt. Two gone. Fabian stays out at second. Brings up the shortstop, Frederick Benkosme. Benkosme, 1 for 3, an RBI single back in the first. Also hit into a fielder's choice, grounded out, and stolen a base. Left-handed batter. Shorebirds down 3, top of the 7th. Here's the pitch. Benkosme swings, drills it deep down the right field line, but that hook's foul. Had home run distance. Just a little out in front. Benkosme trying to homer for the second time this week. Hit a 3-run homer back on Wednesday. No balls and a strike. Nathaniel Carew set. Here's his pitch. And a fastball high and away goes the backstop off the glove of McElveny. Fabian trots over to third as it looks like McElveny and Carew's got crossed up there. So a runner at third, two outs. Top of the 7th, Shorebirds trailing the Red Sox 6-3. Carew's an open set. Here's the pitch. And Benkosme waves through the fastball. Outside corner. 1-2. Third baseman Salazar plays even with the bag. Rest of the infield plays Benkosme to pull. Now calls time and steps out as he always does with two strikes. Now ready to rock. Cruz to the belt. Looks at third. Here's the pitch. And Benkosme, a chopper foul, first base side. Still a ball and two strikes. Cruz readies up. Lifts the leg. Here's the pitch. Benkosme swings, fouls it back just below the press box. Down to the concourse. Still 1-2. Fabian at third, two outs. Shorebirds trying for a series win, trail by three here in the seventh. Here's the pitch. And Van Cosme takes in the dirt. Nice block by McElveny. 2-2. Two and two on Ben Cosme. Shadows now reaching out to the mound, splitting Cruz in half on the rubber. Here's the pitch. And Ben Cosme pops it up down the first baseline into shallow right. Right fielder Lopez comes in, and he got caught off by Mydroth, and it drops in between them. Each one thought the other called for it, and it lands dead smack in between them on the outfield grass. Fabian comes in to score, and it's an RBI single for Frederick Ben Cosme. The Shorebirds trail just by two. Tying run coming to the plate. Right in front of the foul line, Mydroth and Lopez together staring directly at each other. Thought the other one called for it. Neither even made an attempt to catch the baseball. Out to the mound goes the pitching coach Nick Green to calm down Cruz after that debacle. The old case of I got it, you got it. Nobody got it. Shorebirds will take it. They're right back in this one. Now Noelbert Romero representing the tying run. Cruz the set and the pitch. And Romero takes down and away for ball one. And the Shorebirds capitalize even more though. Salem just gift-wrapped Delmarva a run. 1-0. Romero swings and misses. Fastball down and in, 1-1. Romero tied for the team lead in homers with eight. Home run here would tie the game. Ben Cosme at first, two outs. Top of the seventh. Here's the pitch. Ben Cosme runs. Romero takes a called strike. The throw to second. Skipped off the mound. And Ben Cosme into second with a headlong dive. Steals his second base of the game. Runner in scoring position, two outs. 1-2 on Romero. Noelbert 0-3 today. Cruz cranks and fires. And the breaking ball is way outside. 2-2. Retzbach on deck. For now, Romero and Cruz. Top of the seventh, Birds down by two. Here's the pitch. And Romero socks it on the ground to third. Salazar up with it. Third baseman fires across and retires Romero for the final out here in the seventh. But the Shorebirds are gifted a run from Salem as a pop-up drops in, allows Judd Fabian to score. On to the last of the seventh, it's time to stretch. Got a good one brewing. It's Salem 6, Delmarva 4, here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hi fans, this is Sam Gellinick, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds actions from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can. MILB.TV, the Shorebirds free audio stream. Over to Shorebirds.com fan zone. Click on the Shorebirds free StarCast page to purchase your MILB.TV subscription today. One of the StarCast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream. It's Sam Kelton on the call, both home and away for free. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Go, text, and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget?
look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With three different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Hope you had a good stretch on to the last of the seventh. It's now Salem 6, Delmarva 4. Birds get it back to a two-run game. Yaki Rivera will try to keep it that way on for his third inning out of the bullpen. First pitch to Keir Meredith. Changeup that misses high and away for ball one. Meredith is 0-3 today. RBI ground out back in the third. 1-0 breaking balls on the outside corner for strike one. Rivera allowed a run last inning. RBI double to Jean-Frank Salazar. 1-1. Meredith swings, fouls it off the home plate umpire. Shea Graham got him right under chest protector. Thankfully, he's okay. 0-2, or 1-2, beg your pardon. Meredith, Lopez, and Paulino here in the seventh for Salem. Rivera feet together, now into his wind, the 1-2. And the breaking ball misses outside for ball two. Two-two on its way from Rivera. And Meredith chops it foul, first base side. Two balls, two strikes. Series and season finale between the Birds and the Red Sox here today. 2-2. Meredith lines it out into right field. Prado on the run, reaches out, and it's in and out of his glove. He dropped it. Meredith around first on his way to second, and he's in with a headlong dive. It was in Prado's glove, and it just jostled itself loose. Fell to the turf. We'll see how they score this. But I think that's got to be an error on Prado. Ranged over to his right, the ball stayed up for him. Hit his glove and just fell. And, ooh, they have given a hit on that. That seems like some hometown cooking. Now Eduardo Lopez, that's from the left side of the first pitch. Misses off the outside corner for ball one. Meredith at second after his double, we'll call it. The 1-0. Breaking ball misses outside for ball two. Meredith, a strong lead, held close by Ben Cosme, the pitch. And Lopez cracks it deep but foul down the right field line. All the way out towards the Shorebirds' buses. 2-1, and Meredith was taking a very strong secondary on Rivera's move to the plate. An inside move or a timing play, and that's what Rivera thought he had on there, but threw to Ben Cosme, who wasn't at the bag yet. And Meredith dives back safely. The Birds lucky that didn't result in an error. And they've actually now gone back and changed the ruling on Meredith's double and changed that to an error. Pitch to Lopez, hits it in the air towards left center. Fabian backing up on it. He makes the catch, fires it back in towards third, and Meredith has to stay put out at second. One gone. Brings up the shortstop, Edinson Paulino. Paulino 0-2, where he walked and scored back in the fourth. Runner at second, one out. Shorebirds trail the Red Sox 6-4 with the Sox batting. Rivera trying to keep this a two-run game. First pitch, Paulino shows bunt, takes outside. Ball one. Meredith at second. He might be inclined to steal third. Very good base runner, the pitch. Fastball misses high. 2-0. Meredith is 21-for-21 stealing bases this season. 2-0. Swung on and rolled just foul down the first base side. Just to the right of the first base bag. Willems was there to make the play. Ends up not mattering. Strike one. Two balls and a strike. Red Sox, 6 runs, 5 hits, no errors. Hurds, 4 runs, 7 hits, 2 errors. Here's the pitch. Fouled back. 2-2. Meredith at second. Ben Cosme holds him tight. Rivera to the set. Feet together. Here's the pitch. And Paulino cracks it on the ground to first on the backhand. Willems, a good stab, comes up with it. Takes it to first and retires Paulino for the second out here in the seventh. Meredith goes over to third. So 2 outs, a runner at third. Now it's Chase Mydroff, the cleanup man. He's 1-for-2 with an RBI double back in the fourth. Also walked and stole a base in the second. Right-handed hitter. Here's the pitch. Good. Breaking ball dumps in at the knees. Strike one. Shadows now cover the entire infield, the outfield, and sunshine. Here's the pitch. And Mydroff grounds it foul. Third base side. 0-2. So Rivera, a strike away from working around the leadoff error. Series and season finale here between the Birds and the Red Sox. Delmarva with a win can win the series, take 4 out of 6. A loss earns Salem a split. 0-2. Curveball is way high. Ball and 2 strikes. Tyler Miller on deck. Rivera, long black sleeves. The gray and teal glove. Instead of the belt, the pitch. And Mydroff fouls it off his foot in the box. Still 1-2. One, two pitch. Mydroff swings, hits it in the air out towards left center, fairly deep. Beaver's backing up. He's got a play on it and makes the catch in front of the warning track for the final out here in the seventh. Rivera able to strand leadoff error aboard. On to the eighth. Salem 6, Delmarva 4 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to shorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Top of the eighth, Shorebirds trail by 2. It's Salem 6, Delmarva 4. Adam Retzbach leads it off against Nathaniel Cruz out for a third inning from the bullpen for the Red Sox. His first pitch to Retzbach is way outside to the backstop for ball one. After throwing a scoreless sixth, he allowed a run in the seventh thanks to a dropped pop-up. Fell in between Madra, second baseman, right fielder Lopez, allowing a run to score. Retzbach perfect on the day, 2-for-2. Has also been hit by a pitch. The pitch is up high, 2-0. Doubled and scored, leading off the fourth, and singled to lead off the second. Now leads off an inning for a third time today. Catcher out of Lehigh, the 2-0. It's on the outside corner, 2-1. Retzbach was the Orioles' 14th round pick this season out of the Patriot League school. 2-1. Retzbach takes the fastball to the outside half. 2-2. Shorebirds took a 2-0 lead in the first, but Salem with a 4-run bomb of the fourth took a 5-3 lead. 2-2. Retzbach swings, hits it high in the air, down the right field line, foul ground. Lopez giving chase onto the warning track in front of the Shorebirds bullpen. Makes a phenomenal play, crashing into the sidewall. How he held on to that, I don't know. But he went full bore into the sidewall and comes up with the first out of the eighth. Retzbach retired for the first time today. Brings up the first baseman, Creed Willems. Creed a single back in the sixth, 1-for-2. First pitch. Creed swings, it's a grounder towards second on the backhand. Mindroth Fields racing up the middle, throws on the run, and retires Willems on one pitch. Two gone here in the eighth. Two outs, nobody on. That brings up Adam Crampton. RBI double back in the fourth, 1-for-3. And now all three of his hits with the Shorebirds this week are RBI doubles. Two outs, nobody on the pitch. Fastball misses down and in. Ball one. Crews the wind and the pitch. Crampton takes the fastball a little low. Ball two. Looks like that's Blake Lubier out in the Red Sox bullpen, getting ready to come on for the ninth inning, a potential save chance. 2-0. Crampton swings and misses. Fastball down and in under his hands. 2-1. Salem 6, Delmarva 4, top of the eighth. Shorebirds batting. Here's the pitch. Crampton swings, fouls it to the backstop. Two balls, two strikes. Top of the order on deck. Crews the wind and the pitch. Crampton sprays it out of play, right field side. Now reach the seats. Still 2-2. Shorebirds out hitting Salem 7-5. Salem has gotten it done when it counted. Runners in scoring position. 2-2. Crampton swings and misses. Off speed, down and in. Can't connect. Cruz with his second strikeout out of the bullpen. And that's a 1-2-3 frame for him here in the eighth. On to the last of the eighth. It's still Salem 6, Delmarva 4 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Delmarva Shorebirds are back in action, and single game tickets are on sale now. Bobbleheads, fireworks, giveaways, and so much more await you at Purdue Stadium this season. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Enjoy. enjoy some family time with America's pastime at the Delmarva Shorebirds. When you're here, everything inside is bare bone. Your favorite treats, craft beers, fireworks every Saturday, and the best giveaways ever. Tickets start at just $12 to watch the O's Stars of Tomorrow on Delmarva today. Save time. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
I love this song.
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the eighth, it's still Salem 6, Delmarva 4, and a technique called the bullpen brings on Alejandro Mendez to replace Yaki Rivera. Rivera goes three innings, allows a run on a hit, walks one and strikes out one. He provides some effective relief, even though his scoreless inning streak does come to a close at 10. Mendez comes on, while trying to push this game along to the ninth, with Burt still down by just two. Pitching for the second time this week, Mendez last threw back on Wednesday. Only two-thirds of an inning, allowing two runs on two hits, a walk, didn't strike anybody out. His 23rd appearance of the season here today. He's got no record, an 8.25 ERA. 36 innings, he's struck out 37 and walked 37. 21 years old, out of the Dominican Republic. Right-handed pitcher, 6'5", 254 in the first pitch to Tyler Miller. Hit in the air to deep left field. Fabian in front of the warning track puts it away for the first out here in the eighth, and Miller gone on one pitch. And the entire time, as soon as the ball left the bat, Mendez pointing up in the air. And there's something just intrinsically funny, not about Mendez, but about any pitcher, when a ball is popped up, when he points up into the air to signify that the ball was, in fact, put into flight. It feels like half the time, first pitch to Roberto Mexicano, it's down the middle for strike one. Then when a pitcher does that, baseball ends up over the wall. Edwin Diaz had a horrible habit of that here for the past couple of years when he was going through that bad stretch. 0-1, slider misses down and away for ball one. Mexicano's 0-2, right-handed batter. Hit by a pitch and scored back in the fourth. Four-run fourth inning for the Red Sox. The difference in this one, 1-1 is fouled to the backstop. It's 1-2. But it begs the question then, if pitchers point up on baseballs that are hit up into the air, how come nobody ever points down when it's hit on the ground? 1-2. Mexicano swings, breaks his bat on the grounder to third. Romero back in the backfield and throws across to retire Mexicano. 2-1, 2-down for Mendez here in the eighth. Brings it to catcher Daniel McElfany. Because a lot of times, hitters can lose the ball off the bat. It's a time-honored tradition that I don't know why pitchers do it, but pitchers are creatures of habit. They are very strange creatures. First pitch to Daniel McElfany. Misses down and in for ball one. 2 outs, last of the eighth. It's Salem 6, Delmarva 4. Mendez trying to keep this a two-run game before we go to the ninth. McElfany from the right side, the 1-0. Fastball, or changeup rather, is way inside. Ball two. McElfany is 1-2. He scored twice. Singled in the fourth, walked and scored in the sixth. Mendez, third base side of the rubber, or first base rather, works on the stretch. Here's the pitch. And McElfany takes up and in. Fastball nearly shaved his chin. So 3-0. The pitch. Fastball on the inside corner. 3-1. In the top of the ninth, the Shorebirds will have the top of the order due up. Prado, Fabian, and Beavers trying to mount a comeback. 3-1. McElfany takes a fastball outside corner at the knees. It's 3-2. Just got underway from Williamsport, the Little League Classic between the O's and the Red Sox. Top of the first. Runner at first, two outs. Dean Kramer pitching for the O's. 3-2. McElveny takes just a little low. Mendez was already running off the mound. Tilts his cap, trying to figure out where that pitch missed. It's a two-out walk to McElveny. Brings up Jean-Frank Salazar, who now has a chance to hit for the cycle. It's 3-for-3. Triple, RBI single, RBI double. He needs a homer, which he has not done this season. First pitch. Tried to call time, didn't get it, but the pitch missed up and away for ball one. Funnily enough, last night with the high A Greenville drive, the Red Sox affiliate, Tyler McDonough, former Salem Red Sox, hit for the cycle against Bowling Green. 1-0. Salazar swings, hits a grounder to third. To his left, Romero gobbles it up, fires across, and retires Salazar, whose cycle's chance dies in Willem's mitts. On to the ninth. Shorebirds need two to tie, three to take the lead. It's Salem 6, Delmarva 4, here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hi fans, this is Sam Delaney, voice of the Shorebirds. If you want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time, well, now you can, thanks to MILB.tv and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to the Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.tv subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Delaney on the call, both home and away at 4:30. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With three different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
Top of the ninth, Shorebirds trail the Red Sox 6-4, and Blake Loubier takes over for the Red Sox in this Technet called the bullpen to try to earn the save. Replaces Nathaniel Cruz, who went three innings, allowed a run on two hits, one walk, two strikeouts. He picks up, will he get a hold? Technically, I think he does not. Maybe he does. I don't know. Leave that to the official score anyway. Loubier comes on, and this is, in fact, a save chance for him. Loubier, his first save opportunity of the year. He's 1-1 with a 7.16 ERA. 21-year-old righty, 6'5", 190. Shorebirds shellacked him back on Tuesday. As he allowed 7 runs in an inning and a third on 5 hits, 2 walks. Righty works on the stretch with nobody on. His first pitch, Prano takes a fastball down the way for ball 1. Elio leading it off. So for 4, he's grounded out 4 times. 1-0 pitch. Prado takes a fastball down and in this time, 2-0. For whatever it's worth, Shorebirds this season, 2-0 pitch. Prado takes low for ball 3. And an inauspicious start for Blake Loubier. 3 straight have missed. Shorebirds have entered into the 8th inning. 62 times this year, on the 9th inning, beg your pardon. 3-0 is a fastball in the inside corner, 3-1. And 62 times in the 9th while trailing, Shorebirds have lost. 3-1. Prado swings, grounds it off his foot. Inside the box, it's 3-2. They have never come back from a deficit in the 9th inning and gone on to win. Very few times have they gone into a 9th inning trailing and come back to extend the game. One of the few times that has happened actually occurred here in Salem. crazy Sunday back in June. Shorebirds trailed by 3 heading into the top of the ninth. Not only did they tie the game, they took the lead. 3-2. Prado swings, chops it just foul down the third baseline. Still 3-2. But Salem rallied to win it in the home half. Three and two on Elio Prado. Leading off the top of the ninth, Birds down 2. Here's the pitch. And Prado off the hands, flares it foul down the right field side. Count stays full. Shorebirds looking for a bloop and a blast. Trail 6-4, top of the ninth. Salem trying to win, split the series. 3-2. Prado, a grounder, fair down the third base, lined by the dive of Salazar, and it goes towards the left field corner. Meredith cuts it off, but Prado around first into second without play. Stand-up double begins the ninth. One more ground ball off the bat of Elio Prado, and this one finally finds a hole. And the Shorebirds bring the tying run to the plate, and they'll have a few cracks at it here in the top of the ninth. Fabian 0-2 today. He's walked twice, scored twice, and lined out twice. Wouldn't this be some comeuppance? First pitch. Fabian takes on the inside corner for strike one. Fabian drafted a year ago, 40th overall by the Red Sox. Failed to come to an agreement. Apparently we're pretty dang far apart on money. Fabian goes back to school, gets drafted by the Orioles. Debuts here at single A against the Red Sox. 0-1. Fabian takes high for ball one. His first game, all he does is go out and swat his first homer. Bird shellacked the Sox 17-10. So far this week, he's hitting darn close to 400, or 500. Now a chance to tie the game, the 1-1. Fabian, a soft flare into shallow right. Lopez coming on. Oh, that's a good read. He comes in and makes the play. One out here in the ninth. Prado stays put out at second. Lopez needed a perfect read there, and he got it. Otherwise, it's pretty likely that baseball drops in. Instead, now one out, Prado at second, Beavers the tying run at the plate. First pitch home. Beavers takes off the outside corner, ball one. Dylan Beavers is 0-3 today. He has had a hit in every game he's played this week. Shorebirds down 6-4, top of the ninth. Blake Lubier set. The righty looks to second, now the pitch. And Beavers takes down the dirt. Ball two. And Lubier has been pitching from behind on every hitter he's seen this inning. Certainly not making this easy on himself. Max Wagner on deck. 2-0 pitch. Beavers checks his swing, appeal out to second, and they say he went around. Brian Laws rings up Beavers, 2-1. Prado at second, one out. 6-4, Red Sox top nine, the pitch. Beavers takes low, it scoots by McElveny to the backstop, and Prado goes to third on the wild pitch. So Prado at third, one out. It's 3-1 on Beavers. Birds down 2. The pitch. And Beavers a hard grounder towards the hole right side. Mydrop has it hit off his chest, picks it up, throws to first, and just gets Beavers. Prado comes in to score, so it's a one-run game. But Beavers retired, and the Shorebirds down to their final out. Good recovery by Mydroth. And now the final hope for the Birds is Max Wagner. Two outs, top of the ninth. One-run game. Loubier's pitch. And Wagner belts it out to left on a line. On comes Meredith, and he makes the catch. Baseball was scorched by Wagner, but right at Keir Meredith came racing on in. And he puts it away, and that's the ball game. Salem takes the series finale 6-5 as they earn a series split here against the Shorebirds in the finale. We'll go ahead, take a break, come back with totals and a recap. Final score here today, it's the Salem Red Sox 6 and the Delmarva Shorebirds 5. Post-game show coming up next. This has been Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
For some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Let's take in your next Shorebirds game in style. Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both brands give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today.
Welcome back to Carilion Clinic Field. Sam Jelinek with you. It's time for the Shorebirds post-game show. Got to rush through this one because I've got a bus to catch, and we've got Purdue Stadium to return to. Your final score here today, it's the Salem Red Sox 6 and the Delmarva Shorebirds 5 as the Birds and Sox end up splitting their final series of the season. Walk you through how this one happened. Birds scored twice with two outs in the first. Max Wagner, RBI triple. Frederick Benkozme, RBI single. Red Sox finally got one back in the third. John Frank Salazar led off the inning with a triple. He came in to score on an RBI ground out from Keir Meredith. Birds immediately made it a two-run game again in the top of the fourth. Adam Retzbach doubled to begin the inning. Cree Willems moved him to third with a ground ball. And then Adam Crampton doubled him in to make it 3-1. Then the Red Sox took the lead for good with a four-run bomb of the fourth. A walk, and then an RBI double to Chase Mydroth after a strikeout. Roberto Mexicano was hit by a pitch. Daniel McElveny singled to load the bases. Then Jean-Frank Salazar tied the game with an RBI single for Carson Simas. Had an RBI fielder's choice that allowed another run to score thanks to a throwing error, making it 5-3. Salem made it 6-3 in the sixth. Salazar again, another RBI hit, this time an RBI double. Shorebirds got it to a one-run game in the top of the seventh. Freddie Benko's main RBI single on a flare down the right field line that dropped in between Mydroth and Lopez as the two miscommunicated. But that's as close as the Shorebirds would get until ninth when Elio Prado doubled to begin the inning. Dylan Beavers then brought him home with a ground out. After a wild pitch moved Prado to third, and then Max Wagner lined out hard to left to end the game. Final line score in this one, Delmarva 5 runs, 8 hits, 2 errors, they strand 8. Salem 6 runs, 5 hits, no errors, they strand 5. Miguel Suero picks up the win for the Red Sox, he's 3-2. Moises Chassé, the loss, he falls to 1-5, while Blake Loubier gets his first save of the year. Started at 5:06, finished at 7:30, time of game 2 hours 24 minutes, in front of 1,866 here on Sunday from Salem. With the loss, the Shorebirds fall to 40-73 on the season. They're now 22-38 here on the road, and their two-game winning streak comes to a close. Salem, they improved to 58-55, 23-24 in the second half. The Birds, by the way, 19-29 in the second half. Salem 32-28 here at home, and they snap their two-game losing streak and earn a series split against the Shorebirds here this week. Go ahead, get some out-of-town scores real quick as well. Orioles at the end of one against Boston from Williamsport, lead it 2-0. Anthony Santander and Ramon Urias RBI singles. And O's lead it 2-0 after one. Other Birdland scores. Norfolk gets knocked off by Durham 5-4. Bowie crushed by Somerset 13-3, although Maverick Hanley and Andrew Doshback both homer. And Aberdeen defeats Asheville 4-2. Jake Lyons, his third win of the season. Carolina League scores for you. Mudcats win their sixth in a row, 6-2 over Fayetteville as they sweep the Woodpeckers this week. Kannapolis, 3-0 shutout win of Columbia. Lynchburg and Fredericksburg right now in the last of the sixth. It's Fred Nats 4, Hillcats 1. Charleston Augusta, last of the fifth. Augusta leading Charleston 4-3. And Myrtle Beach in 8 innings defeats Down East 7-1 in a rain-shortened game. Those are all the scores and the people and places that you care about. So let's turn our attention to Tuesday. Shorebirds return home with this new cast of characters on display for the first time. If you want to get a look at them, their home debut will be Tuesday against Lynchburg at 7:05. First pitch, 6:50. We'll talk to you for the pregame show. Starters have not been announced, but word on the street is it will be Connor Grady for Delmarva on Tuesday. Again, first pitch, 7:05. Pregame show will hit you at 6:50. That'll about wrap it up for tonight's broadcast. As always, big thank you from me to you for tuning in for tonight's game. Big thanks to everybody back in Salisbury who helps put on this show that we call Shorebirds Baseball. One final time, your final score tonight, Salem Red Sox 6 and the Delmarva Shorebirds 5. Shorebirds end up splitting their 6-game set with Salem 3 apiece. They now return home on Tuesday, start a 6-game set against Lynchburg with this new draft class in tow. We'll talk to you Tuesday back at home from Purdue Stadium. So until then, I've been Sam Jelinek, and this has been Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.